Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, October 25th, 2007, is a closer look at the Packers during their bye week and the big Monday night contest coming up against the Broncos. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
This damn law, okay? Somebody's got to step up and make a play.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today we'll revisit the developments during the bye week, talk about some delusional Denver fans, and of course, take a look at the big Monday night matchup with the
Denver. Where? Denver?
A place Denver. Where Invesco Field?
Mile High?
We've never won?
Ever. I can't believe that. We were just sitting here and I said, yeah, no, Brett Favre's never won at Denver. And then you said, no, the Packers never won. And I cannot believe it, but you're right. We've never won there, people. It's all over Monday night. Oh, that comes crashing down on Monday night.
So let's get started.
Yes.
Injuries.
Coming out of the bye week, you want your team to be healthy. The Packers got a few injuries to contend with. First, they had Justin Harrell. Hurt his ankle on Tuesday. Mm. You know, this kid's finally making his push, it would seem. He got into the Chicago game. He got about 20 snaps in the Redskins game, and he was looking decent. I mean, I really thought he was going to make a push for some regular playing time, and then he hurts his ankle.
We got DeShaun Wynn.
Who had neck spasms.
And is, by the way, the number one starting running back.
As of McCarthy today in his press conference.
Wow.
McCarthy, pretty much proclaimed him their number one back.
And Ruvell Martin.
Who apparently has back problems. He left practice today. No word yet on
Although,
how bad it is. He's getting treatment.
Corin Robinson.
See, now, you know.
Might get some plays.
I don't. You know, I
and
gotta
if
say,
he'd, look, Ruvell Martin has had those two plays a game where
know,
it's like,
exactly.
You know,
we talked about
they're
it.
Pretty
we
big.
About
We've
it.
Talked about it before.
Yep, yep.
Corin Robinson, that's all he needs to do. He just has got to step in and be
okay,
that guy
okay.
Who can be like one or two. We're not asking for like a bunch.
I think they should wait a week. I really do. Their roster exemption extends to the day after that Denver game.
I want to see it.
I want to hold it and let him. Tramon Williams has been great on returns. I mean, he's been one block away twice.
True.
You know, he's doing a fine job. He's doing a great job.
I want Corin Robinson.
I want Corin Robinson.
Corin Robinson. Yeah.
Oh, that's our new theme song here at Cheesehead
TV. I'm sorry.
TV.
I didn't mean to do that to people, but
no,
that's
you
how
did.
Much
it's
I want.
It's perfect.
I
no,
want
I understand it.
I
and
want,
I understand
bring it.
I understand the
it.
Desire.
I want
Greg
Jennings
I know everyone...
to get beat for his job. I want James Jones to get beat for his
I know,
job.
I know.
Even want Donald Driver.
Blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Double D. I want him to challenge Double D
you
by the
are
end of the
in
season. Because you know what?
Insane.
If he is doing that, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Dude, let's just slow down here.
I'm just saying.
The bye week has obviously not tempered my co-host's expectations
look,
for the remainder
look,
of the season.
If he is, look, come on. If he's competing for
Dude,
Donald
okay,
Driver for the starting
he,
spot
he
by the end of the season.
He muffed two kickoffs today in practice. Dude has got to get back up
Dude,
to game speed.
He needs to bring it.
Let's give him a week. Let him get acclimated back to, you know, football playing.
I'm just a little
then,
excited about it.
I know, as am I. It's a long
everybody's
season.
Everybody's like, everybody
We're
wants to tamper.
We're 5-1 without him. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
Yeah, don't
we're
remind
five
me.
5-1
Don't remind
him.
Me we're 5-1.
Why not?
Well, because everybody says that. That's all they say.
Yeah, especially.
Oh, we're 5-1.
You know who doesn't.
It's nice to say. I'd rather say that than 3-3.
You know who doesn't seem to remember.
Oh, who's 3-3? The Denver Broncos.
That'd be the Denver Broncos. And you know what? Their fans. Holy cow.
Man.
Last week we talked about whiny Redskin fans.
We had the most views of a post ever in the history of Cheesehead TV.
Somewhere, somehow, somebody found a post that I put up about the Denver defense the day after the Denver-Pittsburgh game.
Yep.
Which was a great game.
Put it on the Denver Broncos forum thread.
Somebody on the Denver...
All of a sudden, 1,600
Denver
people
Broncos
are looking at it.
Com. Like, this guy put up, I found this on the web, like, blah,
like,
blah, blah, blah.
We're the arbiters of Packer
games. We are, apparently. According to the Denver Bronco fandom, we
sorry,
are the
Packer
pulse
fans.
Of Packer Nation. But, no, and this guy was like, well, the Packer fans, they seem really concerned about our defense, so that's a good thing. And I have to say, I am, because they look fantastic
well,
in the
I think
first
it's funny because
against
I,
Pittsburgh.
I remember that podcast. I almost pulled the archive. Because you were saying how terrible Denver was.
And
like a typical national media pundit.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, they have how many wins?
Three.
And how many have been in the last second field goals? Exactly.
I'm just
how
saying.
How close are they to being
I'm just saying, you were calling them a terrible team.
They are a terrible team.
And then all
team.
Of a sudden you write a post that's like, I'm scared of their defense.
I didn't say I was scared. I'm scared. I said they had great, great turnaround. That's it. That's all I said. Why? Because they junked Jim Bates' defense. I mean, how much is that going to be just pissing Bates off?
That's
he's
got
to face us this week, the team that basically slighted him for McCarthy. And now he's just dying. You know he's just dying to kill us. But now they're using the same defense they used last year.
Yeah.
But here's my question.
Although he's pretty adaptive. That's what I really love about that dude. That dude can take the person and he can make the defense for the
but
person.
But my question is, didn't the defense they ran last year get the last defensive coordinator fired? So why are they going back to it exactly?
Well, they still have the personnel, apparently.
I guess.
Talk
although,
about personnel. The Jets, ooh, they're running the 3-4 without a 3-4. That shows you right there how dangerous that formation can be with
exactly.
the wrong personnel.
But what I love is that, okay, so they don't have the personnel to run it, so they go back to their defense from last year, but that got the guy fired. And Pittsburgh fell behind 21-7. And they still came back and scored 28 points. I mean,
it's true.
You know, so the defense can be scored on. Don't get me wrong.
What about Javon Walker?
Out for the game. Okay.
Javon Savings.
You'll notice, Corey. Every week, I prepare like an outline for the podcast, and you'll notice, Corey, that Javon Walker is conspicuous in his absence because
he's
missing. I did not want to talk about him. I really didn't. Because I got,
you
I
know what?
Only
I
want to
talk about him.
I only will say this.
Bring it. I have his jersey still. Come on.
The man compared playing in the NFL to going to Iraq. All right.
Wow.
Once he did that,
wow.
He was dead to me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's dead to me.
Dead to me.
You know what? If we
and
go,
and I
to
would
that...
never say that I'm glad he's injured. I would never say that. In fact,
yeah, you
I
shouldn't
wish
say
he...
things like
no,
that.
I wish he was playing. I wish
I
he
do
was
too.
Playing. So
I do
that
too.
Al
because
Harris could shut his butt. Down.
Oh, yeah, because we have shutdown corners.
I'm so sick of it. These Denver fans. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, go to CheeseheadTV.com.
And they don't even call our podcast voicemail.
I went there, all right, after these guys started talking so much smack about one guy posted how Al Harris wasn't even close to Dre Bly, let alone Champ Bailey.
Oh, my gosh.
And then wait, and then he backed it up with a quote from Chad Johnson. So then I replied with a quote from Chad Johnson about Al Harris is as good as Champ Bailey. And that shut him up. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
It was beyond ridiculous.
You know what? Let's talk about ridiculous. Let's talk about the long ball from Favre, who has never in his career really thrown the long ball very well.
He's never been a great long ball thrower. I've written about it twice now.
We also have never had an offensive philosophy of throwing the long ball.
That is exactly
a
right.
A lot.
We haven't. Although, okay, quick. What is your all-time best favorite recollection of a bomb by far?
Billy Schrader in front of me in the Giants game.
There you go. Oh, and okay. Mine's a Billy Schrader as well, which is kind of scary. But mine is Billy Schrader.
But it was
Schrader
right in front of me, but it was like a 45-yard right. strike. Yeah.
Mine was Billy Schrader at Arizona. All I remember is we were in a bar in New York. It was like me and 100 different Packer fans. And Favre threw it like 55 yards in the air. Schrader like dives for it, fingertip catch in the end zone, touchdown. Place just went nuts. I went up on this table or something, and the owner told me to get down, but it was brilliant.
Yeah,
so
Favre, there was probably some kind of beverages involved in there.
There were a few. But, you know, so Favre can chuck it. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that first play at Minnesota, that bomb, that travel, that Sharper intercepted but got called back.
Yeah, that's that pinpoint
that
accuracy.
Went,
Brady
exactly.
has that.
That's
Brady
my point.
Has that.
He went, that thing went 70 yards in the air.
Yeah.
In the air.
Oh,
it was ridiculous.
No, he can throw the ball.
It's just, yeah. He's never been great at deep, but
That's hard, though. Funny. I mean, how many people are great at that? Dan Marino, Tom Brady.
I will say Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is fantastic.
Yeah, he can put it. Just put it
there. But what's funny is that the Redskin game, you know, he missed a couple balls, he misjudged a few, and now all of a sudden, you know,
all the press is like,
hey,
as soon as he has the local press, the guy can't have a bad game.
He can't. Oh, you can't throw the long ball
he's
anymore.
He's either the MVP
or he's in the gutter.
He's
washed up or he's on the decline. I don't even want to say what it is. Well, what's funny is, let's listen to Brett.
So they asked him, Brett, can you still throw the long ball? Here he is, PackersNews.com, got the earful.
I didn't that day, but I still feel like I still throw it as well as I've always done, even though I don't think that's been a big part of our offense ever.
So, Brett, overall, what's your arm strength like?
It's a matter of opinion, but I challenge you to come out and catch a couple for me afterwards. You make that decision.
Yeah, Brett got a little testy, methinks, there with Pete Doherty asking those questions. But, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of you have asked me, okay, not a lot of you, but some of you.
One person.
A few people that I know. No, more than three, I think, have asked, where do you guys get the clips of the players and the coaches and things
like that.
Like
on the video site and all
that.
And
you can find everything that we find at our brand new
Links directory.
Links directory.
Yep. GZTV.com/links. You can also, right on the blog, there's a link to it. It basically is like websites from all over Wisconsin, Green Bay, cheese, beer, like any websites
anything.
You find about
anything Packer
Green Bay
related.
Packers, Wisconsin, or Green Bay.
The Kramer
or
family
County.
One is amazing.
Yeah.
It's
the
amazing.
Stats, the old school stats.
You
can
people
submit
don't realize.
Your own site there too. So if you like a site that's not on there, feel free to like submit your own site, and we'll, it's really cool.
This is a labor of love Mr. Banky has been working on pretty much since the internet was invented. Like,
it's
literally
true.
he's been collecting, all my bookmark.
I have like 40 more links to put up there.
He's collecting like Packer links for the last 20 years. So
but the Kramer family guy, he said he's trying to do play-by-play stats. He sent me an email today.
It's like up to 1946
or
something.
Yeah, it's amazing, dude.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. Definitely
but
check that out.
Speaking of Packer legends. Not 1946, but Packer passed. Yeah.
He's not quite there yet.
R.I.P. Max McGee.
Fell off his roof.
After his wife told him not to go up there. You know, but yeah, he was great. He's a legend. You know, first person to ever catch a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and the greatest, Chris Collinsworth took it away from me this week on Inside the NFL, but the greatest quote when Lombardi's like, guys, this is a football.
And he said, Not so fast. That's a great one.
You always need
quote.
The smart ass on your
He's
team.
He's hilarious. I mean, the dude got
the
plastered.
Ass, borrowing the helmet. I mean, it's a
Hollywood
movie.
The night before
He's
the game.
A Hollywood movie.
Before the first Super Bowl. And then goes in and has like MVP performance.
And yeah, Brett was talking about how he's like even more famous because of the broadcasts.
Oh, he was great. I grew up listening to him. You know, one of my favorite memories is listening to him in my grandpa's bar when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Nice.
I didn't get drunk, but the famous quote in my family is, Mom, why do people pay to drink colored water? That's a classic.
Neither of us were alive when Max McGee actually won championships, but that was is about to say something about him right here. That's Bart Starr.
The guy was a fabulous player, very sharp, very astute. People used to lightly say that the only thing he disliked was curfews, but the guy was always at practice, as pumped up and as ready, well-prepared. Energized as anybody.
Who doesn't dislike curfew?
I dislike curfew.
That's very
much. That's why I'm glad I'm an adult.
Yeah. I get in trouble. I used to get in trouble in high school and art school for that all the time.
Art school?
Yeah.
NCSA. That's North Carolina School of the Arts.
You know,
for those of you who don't know.
You know who I, you know, besides curfew, I really dislike,
what's that?
Tony Kornheiser.
Oh.
He's terrible.
Monday Night Football.
He's not ready for
gone.
HD.
To hell.
Hey, remember when we talked about, what's his name, who's not ready for HD?
Oh, John Clayton.
Yeah.
Right. Tony Kornheiser is like, not ready for HD times 12. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
What?
It looks like he has Ben Nye stage makeup on.
The only decent thing on Monday Night Football.
Is turning it on mute like Peyton Manning says.
That is correct. But if you gotta listen to it, it's Ron Jaworski.
Yeah, I'll listen to Ron Jaworski.
I love him on Matchup. Ah. I love him on Monday Night Football. He's great because Tirico, who's like bland, he's not offensive, but he's just not great.
Ron
Jaworski
is all that in a bag of donuts.
He
is. I'm not meaning to knock him. And I like Susie Colbert. I like the girls on the field.
Kornheiser's just so terrible.
PTI like, at halftime. I have to leave.
Oh.
I can't even
terrible.
Watch it. This Monday when we play Denver, I'm having a huge party in Inwood, New York.
Drop by, New York. Huge party.
No, don't. Because I want to watch the game. But
you know, Kornheiser, terrible. Tirico, terrible.
Please turn off that PTI. Please.
PTI.
Don't put Sports the PTI Center, 30 on.
30-30, terrible. Yeah.
I don't want to see baseball highlights. Brilliant. I don't want to see bowling highlights. I don't want to see anything but football on Monday Night Football.
Now we've got basketball preseason highlights.
Well, Monday Night Football, it does exist. It just is on Sunday night on NBC.
And they took the NFL knows this. They took all the premier matchups, put them on Sunday night. That's the way it is. That is where it is. But speaking of premier matchups, I will say I think the biggest matchup in this game,
rushing defense,
big game, is the Denver rushing D against the Packers rushing offense.
Rushing offense. Deshaun Wynn starting.
Deshaun Wynn needs to step up, but more than that.
Offensive line.
It's totally the offensive line.
It's all in the O-line.
I still think
O-line's
they need
hands.
To bench Darren College, but I'm not a coach.
Yeah,
no
you're not the coach.
Me.
I don't even listen to
you. The offensive line needs to step up.
Why don't we listen to Mike McCarthy talking about Denver's rushing defense?
Sounds like a good idea.
You know, their problems have never looked to be just one thing. You just tell that it's a concern because of the primary run support they have in their coverage units. But I thought they played better against Pittsburgh than they did in prior weeks. So it looks that they have it fixed, or the direction they've gone with some of the things they've changed schematically, with the emphasis being on run defense.
Schematically, what they've done is junked Jim Bates' defense, basically. They've crashed the ends in, they've brought the safeties up, and they've put the linebackers at the line of scrimmage.
At least against the Steelers.
The Steelers, that's what they showed in the first half. And let me tell you, if they do that against us, against the Packers, Brett Favre will destroy them.
Like the Death Star destroys moons.
Destroy them.
Destroy.
That's what it'll do.
Yeah.
If they're smart, and as much as I hate him, Shanahan is smart, they'll play Tampa 2 all day.
Yeah,
all night long.
Like the Redskins,
99% of
like the Bears.
Exactly. I mean, until we make someone pay for
until
running that defense,
until our offensive line takes it to another level,
we need to dominate
and
I'm
hits people in the mouth with the run game.
We need to dominate.
People are gonna play
Clifton,
cover two,
Tauscher, backside seal.
Yep,
hit it
and
we
no holding
it.
Penalties.
And look, put some people on the ground.
Yeah,
put some people on the ground.
They've done it before,
and they need to do it again. I want that.
Scott
want
Wells
domination.
Is back. That's very good.
We got Scott Wells back. We got Costin back at right guard. They need to do it.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it.
What's that?
Listen, you sent this article to me, that USA Today article, which was fabulous, by the way.
Great
in
article.
It, I quote, of the number one receivers the Packers have faced this season, only one, San Diego's Vincent Jackson, has caught a touchdown against the Packers' corners. Giants receiver Plaxico Burress beat safety coverage for his touchdown, so he's not including that.
The Plaxico touchdown was in his zone.
And Washington's Marlon Santana Moss
took himself out of the game. Poor Marlon. Hasn't he suffered enough?
No, he hasn't suffered enough.
You're right, he hasn't. And I will also add that Vincent Jackson's touchdown was a perfect pass and a beautiful catch, because Al Harris had perfect coverage on that. You just can't defend the perfect pass.
Yeah.
John Madden has told us
that's just
numerous times.
That's what happens when you have shut down corners.
Shut down corners.
Packer fans, call the podcast
call
voicemail.
Us. Let us know what you think. Call us after the game and tell us what you think of the
call
game.
Call us anytime.
646-797-2909. That number one more time, 646-797-2909.
That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.